Justice Coley come and die. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. Master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. We're so pleased you've joined us. Friends, God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant his servant this day great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, that, Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we start again with one of the Psalms, and we'll go to Corinthians. What is God's nature like? And what is his thoughts towards you? What are his thoughts towards you? What are they like? We see this in Psalm 111, 3 and 4. It says, For his miracles demonstrate his honour, majesty, and eternal goodness. Who can forget the wonders he performs, deeds of mercy and of grace? In 2 Corinthians 8, 9 it says, You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus was. Though he was so very rich, yet to help you he became so very poor, so that by being poor he could make you rich. See, friends, the Bible is saying, God so loves you, for his miracles demonstrate his honour, majesty and eternal goodness towards you. We cannot forget the wonders Jesus performs, his miracles of the sick bodies being healed. They are deeds of mercy and of grace to show you how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus is. He was rich. He came down from heaven. But God laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a servant and becoming like men. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on the cross. Friends, Jesus did it all for you, to make you rich, the salvation of your soul. I know there was I heard this some time ago. There was a rich man who died in the United States, arguably the richest man in the world at the time. And at his funeral, one of his relatives came up to the lawyer who was handling the estate and said, How much did John D. Rockefeller leave? And his lawyer said, John D. Rockefeller left everything. Friends, it doesn't matter how much you have, you leave it all here. But what this is saying, Jesus made you rich. When you give your soul to Christ, your salvation of your soul is worth more than anything. In the message today, the supremacy of Christ, We go to Colossians 1, 15 and 16. Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He existed before God made anything at all. And, in fact, Christ himself is the creator who made everything in heaven and earth. The things we can see and the things we can't. The spirit world with its kings and kingdoms, its rulers and authorities, all were made by Christ for his own use and glory. See, friends, the Bible says here that Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. Christ is the exact likeness of God. He is the creator who made everything in heaven and earth. Jesus is the creator. He made us before all else began, and it is his power that holds everything together. He is the head of the body, which is his people, that is his church, which he began, and he is the leader of all. Those who arise from the dead, so that he is the first in everything, for God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. See, friend, Jesus is the head of the body made up of his people, that is the church. The Bible is saying the church is his people, that he has taken, have taken Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You have become children of God, his family. Church is not a building, but it's his people. It's his children. Jesus Christ paid a very high price for you. For Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by his blood. This includes you who were once so far away from God. Go to Colossians 2, 13 and 15. You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and the blotting out of the charges proved against you, the list of his commandments which you have not obeyed. He took this list, the sins, and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. In that way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin. And God openly displayed to the whole world Christ's triumph at the cross, where your sins were all taken away. Good news, friends. If you were to die, friends, if you were to die tonight and stand before the living God, have all your sins been blotted out? Will there be any charges of sin? If you are not sure, loved ones, you can be sure you have a loving sin doctor in Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. We go to Titus again, it says, but when the time came for the kindness and love of God our Saviour to appear, then he saves us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Friends, there is a free gift of eternal salvation being offered to everyone right now. You are saved not by good works, but because God's kindness, his love and compassion for you. Only you can make this decision, as God's hand is stretched out to you now. A testimony, a person I know real well, I gave him the same message one day, not long before he was going to die, and he said to me, but John, surely I have got to do something. Surely I've got to work for my salvation. And I said, no, that's why it's called the good news. You can't work for a free gift. The free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. It's the best news mankind ever heard. And friend, your response to receiving Christ by asking him to come into your heart and life. We go to Romans 10, verses 9 and 13. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How to receive Christ? Just follow us along in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he died on the cross for me, for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I make you my Lord and Saviour. Amen. Well, friend, God's assurance, the Bible. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We are born into God's family. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God and pray every day if you can, if possible. Tell others about Christ. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached. He will take you places you never dreamed of. And demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. It's the best decision you ever make this side of heaven. Well, I'll start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Your burden of sickness will be removed and your yoke of bondage will be destroyed because of the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God is the supernatural energy of God. It is the divine enablement of God. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word, the anointed one. Go to Luke 6, 17 and 19. For people all over Judea and Jerusalem, and from as far north as the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, had come to hear him or be healed. And he cast out many demons. Everyone was trying to touch him, for when they did, healing power went out from him, and they were all healed. See, friend, we see the large crowds came to hear him or be healed, and Jesus cast out many demons. For healing power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit went out from him and healed them all. See, friends, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus Christ took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. We go to Matthew 11, 5, 4 and 5. Jesus told them, go back to John, it was John the Baptist, and tell him about the miracles you've seen me do. The blind people I've healed, and the lame people now walking without help, and the cured lepers, and the deaf who hear, and the dead raised to life. And tell them about the preaching of the good news to the poor. See, friends, Jesus told his disciples to go and tell John the Baptist, who was now in prison, about the miracles that Jesus Christ the Messiah was doing. There was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy, the lepers received cleansing and were made whole, the demon possessed were set totally free, and the dead raised to life. And he says, and tell John the Baptist about the preaching of the good news or the gospel of the kingdom. We see in Matthew 10, verse 5 to 7, Jesus sent them out with these instructions. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, and cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give. Amen. Freely you've given. Freely receive. Friends, Jesus sends his disciples with these instructions. I'm to tell you that the kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus gave the command in Luke 10 verse 9, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. We see this in Luke 9, 38 and 39. Look on my son, for he is my only child. And a demon keeps seizing him and making him scream, and it throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth, and it is always hitting him and hardly ever leaves him alone. Bring him here. As the boy was coming, the demon knocked him to the ground and threw him into a violent convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the demon and commanded to come out and heal the boy and handed him back to his father. And John 4:47, whose son was very sick, heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee, found Jesus and begged him to come to Capernaum with him and heal his son, who was now at death's door. Then Jesus told him, "Go back home, your son is healed." And the man believed, and the man believed Jesus and started home. See, then the father realized it was the same moment that Jesus had told him, "Your son is healed." And the officer and his entire household believed that Jesus was the Messiah. See, in both of these Bible verses, Jesus just spoke the word, "Your son is healed," and they were healed. It is the same over this radio broadcast. Jesus has given believers the authority to command the demon of sickness out and command, "Be healed." It's the Holy Spirit that heals. He's the confirmer of the gospel. He's the confirmer of the word of God. Psalm 107:20, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." 1 Corinthians 4:20, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I will start to pray for the sick and hurting. Place your hand on that part of the body that is sick or in pain, and I'll start to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and cyst in the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare they are cursed at the root, and I command blessing of divine health freely flow into the lives of these listeners. Lord, I speak every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. The peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. Let me magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Well, friends, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that pains have started to subside or started to leave. And look for the improvements. Look for them. Test the area to see if there is an improvement. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, "Fear not." It always distorts the truth. 2 Timothy 1:7, "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind." Well, friends, to keep your healing, don't hold on to any anger or bitterness or hatred. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Read healing scriptures from the Bible. That's the best. There is healing in Christian music. We would love to hear from you. If you've made a decision for Christ or received your healing miracle, or this message has touched you in some way, then get in contact with the station. And God heals to reveal his glory. It says in Psalm 118 verse 17, "Declare the works of the Lord," which means we should testify about it, our healing. In Mark 5:19, it says that Jesus healed a very sick, troubled man. He told him, "Go tell the great things that the Lord has done for you." Now, my final prayer for you is this: and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. And he is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Oh.